Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 16th. The grains closed mix with May corn down 4.5 cents at 585.5, May wheat down a penny and a quarter at 652.5, and May beans up 15 cents at 1433.25. November beans were up a nickel, 1274 even money. Just want to take a look to see if that was a well, not quite a high close. We didn't make a new high or a high close in there. Got close, but still a strong day. The corn market, December corn, did not make a new contract high today, but it put in a double top high close at 512.25. I think we had another double top high close last week, and we took that out and continued to move higher. So my guess is we'll do the same thing with this one. We close lower on Monday. That may be it here for a while. I think we're going to see crop plantings really accelerate this week. And I think on Monday, we're going to see that the American farmers have done a pretty good job. It is colder than we'd like it to be. We've had relatively blue skies. And I think farmers are going to do one heck of a job trying to get the corn in the ground out here. So, you know, it's a long season. We've got a long way to go. But I think we'll get the planting done fairly quickly. Next week looks like a fairly good week again. There's going to be one cold day down into the mid-40s in Chicago for highs, but that's it. And then we're back to the high 50s. So overall, it's cold. It's dry in the Dakotas, no question about it. It's dry in the Western Plains. But for the most part, we're going to get this corn in. You know, plant and dust, the beans will bust, as they say. So we'll have to see here. But the last 2 days, May corn's been lower. I think the funds are just a little bit too long in here. And with Argentina coming up with an extra million metric tons of corn, China switching some of their feed from corn into wheat, I think put a little bit of pressure on the corn market the last 2 days here, at least in old crop. So overall, the beans remain strong. Corn really has only backed off a little bit from their highs. I think if we come in Sunday night and the forecasts are still cold and dry in the U.S. and still dry down in Brazil, we'll gap higher again. So if anybody changes these forecasts Sunday night or Monday at any point, then we'll move significantly lower. But for the time being, everything looks not too bad. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.